USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Thousands of mourners chanting, "America is the great Satan," marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and Iraqi militant leaders who were killed in a U.S. airstrike. General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force and the mastermind of its regional security strategy, and someone who was involved in killing over 3,000 American troops, was killed in the airstrike near the Iraqi capital. The attack has caused regional tensions to soar. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation, raising fears of an all-out war with the United States. President Donald Trump says he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. His administration says Soleimani was plotting a series of additional attacks that endangered American troops. Washington has dispatched another 3,000 troops to neighboring Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Landslides and floods triggered by torrential downpours have left at least 60 people dead in and around Indonesia's capital as rescuers struggle to continue the search. Monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged over a dozen districts in the greater Jakarta area. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Angus Wilborough said most of the fatalities included those who have drowned or have been electrocuted since the rivers broke their banks. It's the worst flooding in the area since 2007, when 80 people were killed in over 10 days. Police say rock legend Rod Stewart and his son Sean were involved in an altercation at the Breakers Palm Beach Resort on New Year's Eve and subsequently charged with battery of a resort employee. An employee who was working the area claims the singer threw a punch, striking him in the rib cage. Both men are ordered to appear at the Palm Beach County Criminal Justice Complex on February 5th for their arraignment hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former first lady has landed a job in Europe. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Hillary Clinton appointed the first female chancellor at Queen's University in Northern Ireland. The former first lady, former U.S. senator, and former White House hopeful receiving an honorary doctorate from the university back in 2018. Now, she's not going to be paid for this job. It's largely ceremonial, and she won't have to relocate to Belfast. Her primary duties will include handing out degrees, advising senior management, and serving as an ambassador to help open doors for Queen's University. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year is off to a profitable start in Illinois, where the state's marijuana shops brought in nearly $3.2 million on the first day of legal sale. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize the drug. According to the governor's senior advisor for cannabis control, 37 state dispensaries made 77,128 transactions, amounting to more than $3.17 million in sales. Legalization in Illinois also means that nearly 800,000 people with criminal records for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less would have their records expunged. Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.